next item is subdivision 2005-49 Gulfstream Land LLC as a preliminary.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Regarding subdivision 2005-49, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-49 for Gulfstream Land LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being one, the development is designed in accordance with the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. There is approximately 38% of the project as open space, and the design preserves the natural environment by retaining approximately 85% of the existing forested areas. Also, the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. The applicant has proposed 90 lots within the project, which is less than the maximum density under the AR1 zoning of this land. This project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The lots will be served by Central Water. Sewer service will be provided by Sussex County. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. This approval is subject to the following conditions, them being there shall be no more than 90 lots within the subdivision. The developer shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The applicant and its successor shall operate the system using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. All the entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, multimodal paths shall be installed throughout the project with their locations shown on the site plan. As stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Amenities shall be constructed on the site, including a pool and community clubhouse. The pool and community clubhouse shall be relocated to a more central location within the project. Sufficient parking shall be added for the pool and clubhouse, as well as parent pickup and drop-off for school buses. The new location of this area shall be shown on the final site plan. That final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. No wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. Wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as permitted by permits. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The restrictions shall contain a note that tax ditches with corresponding maintenance easements exist on the site. And finally, a school bus stop area shall be located within the project. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop, with the approval of the local district, shall be shown on the final site plan.
Question. The reference to no wetlands shall be included within any individual lots, and that wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as permitted by permit. It should be as permitted by DNRAC and or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure you were paying attention.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-49 Gulfstream Land LLC as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.